The Rise Guys Morning Show.
We in the club?
I don't know why they would. Think about the demographic. People are getting older. It's like, do you have a headache tonight? Are you over 60 years old? Listen to Sierra. Headache powder. Headache powder. BC. No. Paige, what has Petey Pablo been up to? Do you know?
I have no clue.
Tough kid. I know he's...
God, what if he...
Is he actually from North Carolina?
Is he Big X? Put on a lot of weight and came back? No.
Lord, no. He's 52 now. Born and raised in Greenville, North Carolina. Raise up, take your shirt off.
Dude, I remember we met Flo Rida here. He was a cool dude.
Oh, God, yeah.
Jacked up, too.
Well, yeah.
I mean, he's working out.
Oh, yeah, he was buff. But he used to, like, you know, when you read about his hustle, he used to sell silverware.
Silverware? Oh, really?
Like, he would take it out of the
door
dumpster.
Door to door?
Oh. No, like, he worked somewhere in Vegas that was using, like, actual silverware. So they had a scheme where they'd swap him out at the dumpster or something, and they would just take it and sell it.
Whoa.
You make money off silver.
Hustlers, man. It's very interesting when you read about that or watch certain videos of people. Like, here's how I used to make money.
I didn't know the Biography Channel was still on. Tonight, Flo Rida.
Or is this how we earn?
I just, you know what? Silly me just assumed it came from drugs. I really did because of, like, 2 Chainz. And, like, 2 Chainz said, I literally sold drugs to fund my album.
How did he come up with his first name, though? Was that, like, a nickname?
Two? Oh, T-Boy?
Yeah, T-Boy.
Paige, his rap name was, it's the T word for boobies.
Oh.
With the, you know, the, it's like it rhymes with,
Smitty.
Like if you said Little Bitty.
Uh-huh.
Okay? And his name was, let's just say, Bitty Boy.
Oh.
But the record label's like,
but it wasn't with the B.
We can't do it.
He's like, too close, too soon.
I imagine he gave him that look and he turned the head sideways like Michael Myers and winces. Like,
play a partner.
See, in America, we say boobies. We say boobies. Got to sound like Trump. Did you watch Dudes last night?
You know what? I tried to.
Yeah. Because
I was curious to see. I found out during the day yesterday he was going to come and speak.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, okay. Not a State of the Union. And if it's on, if he announced it for, you know, 9 o'clock, then it's going to be on TV. It's got to be something somewhat big.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think
Fox News. That's where I watched it.
I think they're the only ones that showed it. Maybe
that's first off. Is that not weird to anybody? No matter, like, even if you're not a political person at all, is that not just weird to you that the president announces he's going to speak to the nation and the. Now, granted, the stations or the networks that did not carry are the ones that he does call the fake news consistently by name. But
yeah, there's an odd back and forth. They really, media and this presidency really hate each other.
Yeah, it was kind of odd.
But isn't there some kind of, not like a mandate or an understanding, but
woman date?
Isn't there some kind of like regulation to where if he's calling for TV time, like they have to give it to him?
Like, what if he was? It was a declaration of some kind, you know? Like, oh God, we missed it. Sorry, we were showing you.
I think
Sheldon, Big Bang,
Young Sheldon.
Yeah, that's it.
I think for
Sheldon Big Bang, like, thing. That's what I said.
At a state emergency, or also if it's a political thing, you have to give both.
Yeah, because they come on and they had Doohickey come on and say everything he's going to talk about.
But the fact that they just didn't, like, usually they break into this stuff.
I won $40 on Kalshi because I did. You could bet on what he was going to talk about, and I said that he would mention China, and I won $40. I tried to tell y'all. I shared that in the group.
You talk about regulations.
Mount up.
Prediction markets are federally regulated. That's why it's legal across the country.
Well, yeah, but so
the gambling is state by state.
It's all about where their mailing address is.
Yep. Well, some of that stuff is hard to trick with your geotagging.
Oh, dude. You know what? That's a great thing. Because, you know, like, the rich people would always go to the Cayman Islands with their money, or even, like, Switzerland, Geneva, and all that stuff. Yep. That's even becoming, like, a...
That's not a guarantee now as far as, like, a Swiss bank account or stuff like that?
No. Because a lot of the big people that put, like, their physical stuff there went and got it.
Well, they used to have the Panamanian bank accounts they'd use because every criminal was paying off Noriega hundreds of thousands a month to do whatever, you know, in Panama.
Like, wonder where, like, is it, you know, myth or old lore about, you know, the old lore. The cities of gold, you know, like down in Mexico and stuff where, like, they would say this emperor or the king or whatever was so into gold, everything was gold. Like, has that stuff just been stolen or do you think, like, it's...
Well, what about all the Egyptians? Like, that was their...
Yeah, all that. Like, has it all been, like, melted? Because I realize war causes... I mean, come on. We know... You know, we know people who took stuff out of Saddam Hussein's palace. Yeah. Like, we met people. Matter of fact, I have a piece.
Some were successful getting the stuff back home.
I have a piece of Saddam Hussein's palace, if anyone's interested.
The only thing that I said that when I took something, I don't want to take anything from someone who had died.
Yeah, it's not an artifact. It's from him.
Just that they looted the house.
When they overthrew al-Assad, they took all the stuff out of his... His house and his wife had Herman's handbags.
So
I have a scarf from that house.
You have a scarf from Saddam Hussein's house?
Yes.
Wow.
I got Davy Crockett's handkerchief, part of it.
From the Crockett Cup?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I have part of the map from City Slickers, too.
No.
Spoiler alert, it was in Curly's hat the whole time.
I have it in my... It's tucked away, but I don't ever use it because I'm afraid it has negativity attached to it.
God, that is weird, some of the stuff that people might have.
Oh, Lord. Plus, I have my grandpa's military uniform, you know? I mean,
do you think?
He fought for Germany, but anyway.
That's really cool. I was
about to say, good Lord.
Look at this son of a gun. Just gave me the wild eyes.
Got your nice Hugo Boss uniform hanging up somewhere.
I know, it's Hugo Boss. Uniforms. I can't throw it away.
I went to the military museum to see a lot of the... See what they really look like?
Yeah.
They're kind of intimidating.
I would like to
go
there.
Nazi uniforms.
Oh, well, you said the word.
Do you think the Illuminati knows where all the gold is buried in the world? Because every time we watched an old Unsolved Mysteries, and what when they found treasure, they'd actually find it. And then the government, that local government municipality is like, well, that's not really like yours. That's ours. It's our land. It's our mineral rights.
That's so funny that you say that.
Did you pay him for gold downtown yesterday?
Is that place still?
I think it is.
How?
I don't know, man. Paying for gold is like it's fun as a kid, but like you know.
You know what? For years up at like Gatlinburg, there's a place that's been there for like they lasted longer than Ogle's Water Park. I mean, people still buy bags of sand with little jewels in there. I don't know.
You knew if you went to the mountains, you were going to ride go-karts and pan for gold.
But if you worked at the factory that sold the bags of gold and you saw a gold nugget in there, you're not going to slide that in your pants. You're going to ship that down to Gatlinburg? Hell no.
No. You get the Formica.
Right. Oh, yeah.
And then try to take a magnet to it.
That stuff always fooled me as a kid. So my theory about that is... that's what the big protection about Antarctica is.
Gas too, right? Especially Antarctica.
I think that's where. I don't think we used to hold gold for other countries, and they held some of ours, and it was in case there was a war thing or whatever. All the countries that we held gold for, three, four years ago, got all theirs back.
Really? They don't trust us to hold it anymore?
Or they thought something was going to happen on our land.
Did they see Die Hard 3?
Something else happened in another country that I will tell you off the air that would be best that we don't say, not want to share it with anybody, but it's kind of a military thing. But anyway, there's one family that owns an island in Antarctica.
In Antarctica.
And I bet you can guess that family's last name. They own the place you can't go as a citizen of Earth. They own an island. And it starts, their last name starts with R.
Yeah.
Okay, you're both looking
There's only one that comes to mind.
Which one?
Rothschild comes to mind
first. Yes, sir. Rothschild Island.
Rockwell would come to mind.
So I think their wealth is they are security forts for people's gold. Like, when they're a bank, it's like a security measure bank. Like, that's where it's at.
And the conditions are so horrible that not anybody could go to it.
No. I really think that's what it is. It really makes sense. It's not going to be, you know, mineral resources. Stuff would have gotten back to us in the mainland already, that was what was being protected.
So who does Antarctica belong to? Is it neutral to just a lot of military installations?
It belongs to no one on paper. But, you know, the 14, 15 countries that are involved in the, you know, the deal, hey, you know, it's like international space stations. I still don't understand that. You can be at war. But, or even World Cup, you know. Iranian soccer players over here.
Oh, thank God that's going to be over this weekend.
I'm done with it.
You're over it.
Jesus, yeah. I'm tired of seeing the cups.
It's too long. I'm tired of hearing about it. It's too long.
They're having a third place game. Like, who cares? Be done with it already. So we can go back to pretending like we don't like soccer.
I'm tired of people gloating that their teams are winning.
Yeah, or you see people wearing like soccer jerseys around. I'm like, okay. I will say this. Soccer jerseys, I would feel cool. I gotta watch how I say that. Wearing a football jersey is hot. It's like hot, especially if you have the nice, authentic one.
Yeah.
Some of the meshy ones or whatever, you still gotta wear an undershirt. Otherwise, you look kind of gee. And I mean gross.
It's hot and heavy.
But those are kind of, they have like, it's kind of like a polo shirt or whatever, but it's like, you know, lightweight and everything. It's kind of like, it looks like a fishing shirt. Looks like it'd be the most comfortable one to wear.
The fishing shirt.
Other than like an NBA tank top. But I you know, I'd look stupid in that.
Do you get aggravated?
I don't like tank tops.
I don't. Well, I mean, look, we never had the bodies to wear them.
Oh, I just, I mean, it's pointless to me. Like, I'm just covering my breasts.
That's what I like to sleep in sometimes.
You ever have one pop out the side? Like, you know.
You ever looked over beside you and thought there was a bald man laying on the pillow beside you?
No, never.
Do you ever like jump and it was just your boob?
No, I never. Yeah. Nope.
You ever look at him in the mirror and like, man, thank you, Jesus.
You know, she hates him. She really does. And I know why she hates him. Because you think people just see those big things and don't see you, the person.
Pretty much.
I know. And I see you.
She hates him because, you know, she's the only one that's playing with him, I would imagine.
I don't hate them. I just feel like...
You wish they were bigger?
No. It shouldn't be the topic of conversation.
It
shouldn't be, like, what people judge you on. See if you have boobs or not.
And I hate that for women.
Yeah, I do, too.
I do, too.
If you had boobs for brains, you'd be a freaking genius.
Yeah.
You'd be whatever... Beyond a genius is.
Over 150.
If people say you have S word for brains, when you think, does it smell like you farted?
You know what? Your calls.
If your IQ.
1-800. I'm not really asking for calls about that.
Is below 150. I think that's a genius.
Below? God, how far does it go? The IQ tests.
I only know SAT.
We never found a good one. We tried to take one years ago, but it was one of these little internet.
Oh, it's probably way better now.
Yeah, we gotta get it. I want to know how smart I am. Nah, it took me 19 years to get a 2-year degree.
You won't do it, though. Y'all worked me hard. Like, Matt, you take the autism test first, and we'll go next.
You're on the spectrum.
Does anyone notice that ended after I took it?
Yeah,
no one else took it.
They charged me $30 a month for it.
Why'd you not cancel?
Well, I didn't realize it until after the charge. Because not only that... I had to pay $1 to take the damn test.
$1?
You had to pay $1 to unlock the test. Then they get you on the, I guess, why do I need to pay $30 a month to know you're on the spectrum? Are they going to like send me updates? Like, hey, Matt's still autistic.
Yep.
Like, how does that work?
I don't know.
Test Matt again. See how he's doing.
I don't get like better parking or anything, so it's not a big deal.
You should.
You, I mean, right?
Yeah, I mean, you're on the spectrum.
Is it a write-off on your taxes? Hell
yeah. I don't know.
The Odyssey app's got you covered with all things Rise Guys. Listen live and on demand to the Rise Guys on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
No.
Bow, da, bow.
Good Friday morning to you.
Bow, bow.
7:30.
What are your weekend plans?
See you. Rosanna, Rosanna.
I love this song. I don't even know a Rosanna. I know, like, Rosanna Arquette. I don't know a Rosanna.
Do you know any roses or Rosies?
I fought in the parking lot of Roses in Greer once.
I know.
About all I got.
I know a beautiful lady who is named Rose.
Yeah. Nyla?
Just exquisitely styled.
Exquisitely.
You ever sing to her? When the night has been too lonely.
You start going, Rosanna, yeah. You know what I want to do? I want to do a bar gig where we just go and we play music and we just all sing along.
That's all it is? It's like a big karaoke?
Yeah.
Here you
go. Everyone. But there's no lyrics, so everybody just sings whatever they think it is.
Oh, that's fun to do.
And I do it all the way. Rosanna, yeah. Need you all the way, right? Or lead you all the way.
Meet.
Trying to make her meet you all the way. It's usually halfway.
It was M-E-A-T.
Oh. Yeah. There comes the horn.
Where's M-E-T-E?
Okay.
What's a good little catchy little rejoin?
It's one of those that just popped into my head. I had no explanation why. It just like, I'll play Rosanna by Tutu Atwell or whatever it is. Toto.
God dang it. For somebody who's like an eighth option on a good team, he comes up a lot.
Why, he's just got one of them fun names. Sup, Tutu? Sup, Tutu?
Two?
What's your brother's name? Seven? Hey, Mary. 227.
It's Toto.
Oh, hey, Mary.
Too soon.
Tutu.
Why? She too didn't soon. Die.
Hal Williams did, though.
Oh,
remember?
Yeah, he did. Yes.
The dad
a moment for him, because this was his favorite song.
He did like it. Earth, Wind, and Fire.
This is when he went to heaven right here. Go to heaven, Hal.
God, what a banger, man.
All those 80 songs.
You know, I'll broach it if you want me to.
I wish you would, to be honest with you. I feel like we need to at this point.
Well. No, because if I do it, then it's self-serving. You should do it. Because then it would be equally serving.
Okay, you want to jot down real quick in a couple words? Because I don't really know what
Okay, I'll just say it. Fat Boy's beard oil is not selling very well.
Why?
Because somebody promised to buy a ton of bottles and didn't do it.
Well, yet.
It is payday.
Yet. But, you know, I told him, I was like, man.
People.
Look.
You don't want a stinky beard, do you?
Do you think that when Jolt Cola came out, people were like, God bless, I love caffeine and sugar, but I just need twice as much. It probably sat there for a minute. My parents... I could have walked in the house with a beer, cracked it, and drank it with less friction than I got when I walked in the house with a Joe. God, dog. That's as hard as saying Hulk Hogan. Joe Cola.
How is that spelled?
Jolt. J-O-L-T. Jolt.
I think you just moved up on the spectrum a little bit. They reserved you a spot.
You know what? Furman University, okay? All the time.
Can't
yep.
bash that.
Mary. So
this is a call to action, people.
Well, no, it's
I think it is.
It's an explanation of sorts. It's like it Fat Boy's beard oil doesn't it smells like bacon, but it doesn't smell like bacon. That's hard for people to wrap their mind around.
You're not going to smell gross.
It's not going to smell like bacon grease.
No.
It's going to smell like, imagine. You ever had applewood bacon?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, the thickest.
Yeah, but there's that smell Lord. Of that wood from like a...
Do you think smell the wood?
It's not made with bacon. You're not... Even to our Jewish friends with beards.
Shabbat shalom.
You're not it's rubbing a, that a, swine on your face.
It's a warm smell.
Yeah.
And it's...
Very masculine.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Very masculine.
But it's really soft, is. And it's not like, you know, it's not like oud or any of the...
No.
Yeah. It does not take a lot, so it's going to last you a little bit.
Yeah, it will.
But I wanted it to be like two pumps, and you got to buy more. But you said, no, it's got to last a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But it's fine. Everything will just don't, you know, don't go, lose people. Hope.
Let's go. It's payday for Lottie's.
I think some probably thought at first it was a jokey joke. Like, oh, yeah, bacon beard oil.
This is the real deal.
But it's not made with bacon. And it doesn't exactly smell like bacon, but it smells like bacon.
Yeah, I can imagine like rolling over and smelling a man's beard and going, ooh, you smell like bacon.
But see, that's the thing. It's not.
Bacon.
See, even yesterday, you're like, God, this smells good, but I can't say that it smells like bacon. But you also couldn't say that it didn't.
No.
No.
But I did smell some sweet notes in it. You know, I was trying to figure it out.
Have you people ever heard of Christmas in July? Because that's where we're at. And we're more than halfway to Christmas. So don't you want to start getting those gifts?
Well, plus Trump said last night that the economy is...
It's booming.
Is booming. We're better than ever.
I don't know.
He sounded so tired. I was thinking, yeah, it was late. And how much does he talk a day?
I should be in the bed.
It's pretty much all he does is sign out his autograph. And not all he does. You understand? Like, he's constantly talking. He doesn't get any, I need some chill time.
Yeah.
You know,
like JD says he doesn't get much time. So if he's not getting much time, imagine DJT's not getting much.
Yeah. So that was that. I expected more on the UFOs, especially with the big thing that, you know what? And I have to say this right now.
Expecting it to be on all network.
When something is due, I will say it. We totally skirted by your thing yesterday, Fat Boy. And I hate that we did. 'Cause when you said on the way to work, you saw
something
crazy in the air.
People thought I was full of it.
I didn't think you were full of it. I just like...
Other people
did. Why would you not have stopped and taken a picture of it?
I don't know why I didn't think about it. Then I'm like, I try to explain it, and then I see a news report that somebody has seen it. I'm like, yes! That's exactly what I saw. First off, I saw an X. Somebody tagged me in an X. Is that what you say? In an X?
I don't know. It sounds like you're trying to rekindle an old relationship.
TG on X. Bangs 33 said, hey man, seeing the lights in Lawrence is Starlink satellites. So that's what it was when you look into it, because everybody else saw it too.
Okay, so what does that mean? It looked like a pulse or some kind of like laser was going from the ground to the...
Yes, from the tallest part you could see all the way down to the ground.
Yeah, down to the, like, you know, to the firmament.
Like a trail of stars.
Yeah, kind of.
Exactly.
It was straight in a row, and it looked close, but you could tell it wasn't close. It was far off.
So, again, what does that mean? Like, it looked like, okay, dot, 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 dot. Like,
yeah, pretty much.
Trailing off into the sky. So, but what, is that the streak of the light still showing, or?
I think those are the satellites themselves, maybe. But we wouldn't see those.
I was going to say, man, you know, I said before, not that I don't believe in satellites, but I've never seen, you never hear about one crashing to Earth.
No.
You know, you never, like, in space, you don't see them, but you also don't see stars in space, which is kind of...
Space junk landing on your house.
Yes. Kevin Spacey's junk. That'd be worse than any. Although he's exonerated, he's fine. But...
there's a tracker, too, you can...
So I that part I don't fully... really understand. But there's a lot I don't understand. Clearly, if you listen to the show.
You have to understand everything.
Well, I'd like to have a good sense of what it means to say, oh, that weird pulsating light from the ground to space. Well, yeah. But, oh, that was satellites. Don't worry. I'm not worrying, but it just
doesn't
make sense.
Yeah, I don't know where they're going.
Especially when, like, isn't it 80% of our internet is not wireless? It's actually in those big pipes that go from here under the Atlantic.
Well, how far under are they and where do they go?
Right. And how are they maintained? Like, they've been down there since the internet started, and you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Those underground or undersea wires for the internet.
There's going to be erosion. What's the Italian city they're worried about erosion?
Venice? Like,
yeah.
Is that the one?
Yeah.
Yeah, and another couple hundred years. Yeah. Waterway taxis and whatnot. They're like, look, these buildings are going to erode. This is going to fall down into the water.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's sinking. Yeah. Yes. It's sinking, actually. Yeah.
I have not seen these satellites before, but they launch them out of Florida. So I don't know where they were going or how often it is or where we see them again.
But what's the difference between the one thing That sounds like such a dip-ass redneck right now. But what is the thing where it looks like there's a little beam of something, and then there's it's like it's breaking through
like
some
a mothership?
Barrier? No, it's something with Starlink or SpaceX.
What is
that? You know, where it's like going, it launches. Is that just the SpaceX taking off?
It might be.
God, that sounds like a moron.
But these were a lot in a row. It was real odd looking. Like, are we about to get abducted? Are we going to get probed?
Yeah.
In the ass.
I mean, maybe that'll be a deterrent from any other weaponry. I mean, like other satellites here.
But, they were a lot.
I mean, I worry about other countries bringing, you know, something like that here, and having like, you know, warfare that's we don't even know we're fighting in a war.
God, I want to say something so bad right now. It's not bad toward you, or because I see you, and it's not bad toward anybody. It's just like intel that I know that I don't
as far as that goes,
somewhat ish. Like I know someone whose child is in the military, and God, can I say this? Like oh, this is like I'm not kidding about this either. Like for ground troops, and they're on standby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know anything about it.
Okay, so that's right. You probably shouldn't say anything about that then. Well, it's crazy. It's crazy. It's crazy.
God.
Mexico, I'll say it. Okay.
What? Yeah.
They're on watch to possibly go on the ground to Mexico. For what reason, I don't know. I really don't know. That's what he
God, could be
he called his mom and told her.
Could be a bunch of reasons.
Coming
too.
Over the border.
I have no clue. But he said they were like all shell shocked. Like, what? We're going to Mexico?
Like, are we fighting cartels?
Yeah, and I'm not trying to give any secrets away. I mean, they didn't say, don't tell anybody where you're going. I just, you know, it's just odd. I thought, you know, going over there. But no, going down there?
Why launch so many satellites at once?
I don't know.
How big are they? Where are they going?
I don't know.
Because it looked like they were going to the east side to stop. Because it was just like straight down in a roll.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, that they're specifically going to watch something. Or monitor something.
I see y'all might know what you're talking about. I don't understand what that stuff means.
I don't either.
I don't really understand.
I got a GED for God's sake.
What it means?
Well, the satellite
I'm barely getting by.
Is gonna have a signal to something down here.
Yeah.
For what particular reason? Either you know we're gonna be watching a TV show or. Telecommunications. I don't know.
Where are they going to Mexico? Is that where they were going?
I mean, that's where my mind is right now since I just said
I know.
That.
I'm trying to figure out, like, what is.
I don't know.
Is there somebody down there that we want? We already got to. What's his name? El Chapo.
Well, I'm wondering because, you know. I don't know. I hope we're
ask
not,
if you will.
I hope to God, like, I hope we're not going to try to go overthrow their government, too. Like
are you thinking we can because they have a female president?
No, I'm not saying it for that reason. I'm just saying like there's you know even the Greenland talk came back up. You know where we'll put you under the Golden Dome, which would be wise for them, but they're right there in the melee. You know, I don't know. I don't like that. And I told him I said I because that really made them feel very. Like, oh, wow, we were kind of preparing for you might have to go there, but now it's there, and that's not even a thing that's being talked about?
I'm surprised he or she told the parents.
It's a he.
Some of this stuff you want to, I don't know, I wouldn't even say to the parents, right?
Well, he was not told to not. So
whoever shot Bin Laden, do you think he's like, he told his mom, say, look, I'm not supposed to say anything, but.
Didn't that guy have like one of the biggest podcasts in the world?
I think so. Actually, I don't think they knew what they were doing until they were on the way to do it, right?
Well, yeah, that's what he said. But then also, three of them shot, and they're not even for sure like exactly which one's bullet hit. But that one guy, he's bald. He looks like Dana White, and he's like made a ton of money doing podcasts. Are we still on the air right now? All right, we should take a break and come right back right after this.
The leaders of the P1 revolution, the Rise
Guys. I got to finish, yeah, real big ass.
RiseGuys.com.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hey,
I'm Paige. If you love Star Wars and you have a lot of money, this is for you.
Oh.
Would you buy memorabilia from Star Wars? Any of you two?
Not my.
Not your deal.
I still want my C-3PO rookie card, the Goldenrod. That's the one I want. I should have got it in Columbia. Big Brown, you talked me out of it.
The first toys they made, the Jawas that had the whatever they wear, like those are worth money.
Yeah.
Because of the fabric or whatever.
But for a collector standpoint, though, you're like me. Like there's, I mean, I'd like to have a lightsaber, but I'd rather have a Buick lightsaber.
I mean, I watched like the first and second, the beginning of Star Wars, but I kind of lost interest.
Yeah. Like, what would you want? You would want Princess Leia's honey
the
bun
dress.
Hair?
Oh, yeah. You can buy her, buy her top. Is her top for sale?
Her little swirly hair.
Yeah,
swirly buns.
Cinnamon bun.
There's got to be not much memorabilia that, well, I imagine George Lucas kept all the good stuff.
They would reuse the stuff, you know?
Because if you always, like, you talk about actors and whatever part they're famous for, like, a lot of them don't get to keep much stuff.
Mm-mm. R2-D2. I wonder if he got to take the whole thing out.
Yeah, like, where is he? C-3PO?
Kenny Baker. He's alive still. He's a little person.
Like, you know, the original Darth Vader costumes probably.
I know. That would be awesome.
Reeks.
Oh, not only that, but it's probably in a closet somewhere.
Yeah.
Of George.
So are the people who'd want to own it.
Well, here's something. If you have a lot of money, extra millions sitting around.
Oh, yeah.
Millions.
This is for you.
Millions. Yeah.
Break them off some.
Yeah, a couple millions you want to throw away. Well, here, you can buy Luke Skywalker's lightsaber. It was sold at auction for $3.75 million. $1 million.
See, you know that.
Why would Mark Hamill not get that? I wonder.
He probably doesn't want it.
You know what? That's another good point too. How many actors actually want this stuff that they're associated with?
I mean.
Plus, what is it like? Obviously, it's effects to make the saber. So, is it just a handle? Pretty much.
That's what I'm wondering too. Like, what was actually there? Anything at all?
What
was
if it
like just a flashlight?
What if it's like
not
this,
a flashlight?
This show where you
oh god, that would be huge.
The Star Wars flashlight.
Star Wars flashlight.
Well, you couldn't keep your name on your jersey. You had to give that back, and we go accept awards, and we don't get any of the awards.
Right.
So you would have to buy it.
I'd say you want this broken one.
No.
You got to get nominated first to get an award, right?
You got to get nominated to win a scab.
And we weren't nominated, so.
No.
We won that bitch last year, though.
Yeah, we did.
We don't get a chance to defend it. Like Jordan said, you know, when Reinsdorf or Krause broke the team up after that last championship, didn't get a chance to defend.
Uh-uh. No.
It should have us back. It should be a rule. Default winners, you come back.
And that, yeah, but if
no, you're the one who goes.
I wouldn't want to present to the winner though.
Our boss even runs the thing, and we can't get nominated.
No.
Former. I like how with Miss America, they bring up the previous year Miss America, and she'd put
hands
the crown.
It over.
I'd no show that night. I'm like,
I wouldn't want to give it away.
You don't get it. I'd take it hostage.
And we're good at no showing too. We're supposed introduce the band one
You're
night.
You're the best at that, Fat Boy.
Oh God!
The band wanted us to introduce them, and we watched a movie on their bus and then left.
What band?
I don't know if I remember, to be honest with you.
He doesn't remember.
It was at the Handlebar though.
Yes. Oh,
just go to the Handlebar a good bit, which is now the Comedy Zone. Shout out!
It is. I went and saw a show there.
Yep, and they have bowling too. I think still, don't they?
Downstairs.
Okay. I haven't won anything in a while, so I haven't had a party.
Right. Well, this lightsaber Mark Hamill used in The Empire Strikes Back during Luke's face-off with Darth Vader, so it's a big one.
He's like Darth Vader.
Everybody had to mess that up back in the day, right?
Darth Vader. Oh, man. There was a bad faux pas during the Cubs game.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah. I'll send it to you often. I was going to put it on BDA, but I was like, you can't.
Is that bad or that good?
Misspoke. Said
it
a word
is
that sounded like another word.
When Vader cuts his hand off and reveals that he's actually Luke's dad. So it is.
Did they call him Jim Crow Armstrong by mistake?
That's my joke. JCA. Yeah, Paige, put it in my world, like if it was, like the original hoverboard from Back to the Future or whatever.
Oh, yeah, you'd definitely go crazy.
But there again, that was like $3.5 million, but then that Pokemon card went for $4 or $5 million. Like, to me,
Mewtwo.
Weigh those two out. Are you kidding?
Didn't you get the shoes from Back to the Future?
No. No, God, no. The mags?
You got something, I thought.
I have no, I don't have that either. I have...
Modern. You got the Calvin Klein underwear?
Set used script, but not any one particular person's script.
Oh, you like Crispin Glover's script?
No, probably not. Absolutely not. He might burn that one.
Do you think Stoltz's script would be worth anything? Because he was into the movie before they had to reshoot a lot of his stuff. I saw a side-by-side the other day.
Yeah.
Of he and Michael J. Fox. Same scenes, you know, obviously.
He filmed almost half of it before they decided against it.
Yeah.
Because Michael J. would go and film, whatchamacallit, during the day, Family Ties, and then film that at night.
God, what a good switch.
Most of his scenes were at night because of that.
I don't see anybody else in that role.
Mm-hmm. No, but like, I mean, that's... You know, you always hear about so-and-so was originally cast for this, and it kind of makes you think, God, I'm glad that didn't happen. That would have not been as good, or maybe would have been better. Who knows?
Would you buy the underwear from ass. Tom Cruise, Risky Business?
I hated that movie.
Okay.
The part on the train was pretty cool, but...
Let's see.
Oh yeah, what is she? She probably likes Gone with the Wind, something like that. So
Butterfly McQueen's do rag?
I would buy Scarlett O'Hara's dress.
You're surprised I know that, dude. My grandma was like the biggest fan of Gone with the Wind too.
My mom was.
Would you buy Mom's Maybelline's apron? She's from Brevard.
Would you buy Marilyn Monroe's white dress that blew up at the? On the street?
Oh, it's probably got Kennedy DNA all over
it. I'd buy Sydney Sweeney's sports bra. I just sent you a picture of earlier. Is that for sale?
We're talking about
memorabilia. I mean,
That's got to be weird to be. But you know what, though? They say her dad is weird already.
Like, it's got to be the attention she gets because of her.
Like, they go out or whatever. He's like, and I'm not saying that he's effeminate, but I'm saying like he helps her like get all dolled up and stuff. And I don't know. That'd be weird to me. I'd be like messing up her eyeshadow and stuff.
Making just so
people
ugly
wouldn't look at her as much.
It's like a Jessica Simpson dad situation.
Yeah, but he was, G.
Be like, dude, like, don't look at my daughter. What are you looking at?
Like, you guys got it, please.
Gracious.
Can we go somewhere without you staring at these big suckers I made?
Well, leave us alone. I
said no dad ever.
I know, but like, is her...
Like, leave us alone.
I know more about her dad than I do her mom. Like, is her mom like...
She had big ones, too?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Paige, I know this is making you weird right now because we're talking about big
boys. Well, Paige just told us, like, her mom.
I think it's the same, probably from, because my grandmother is the dominant gene to make everybody curvy in my family. Like, it came from her.
I guess, pictures.
But did you know the history prior to her, or was it the combination of her parents making the big boobies?
I just think those women came from Ireland or wherever.
What if Eve had big old jugs?
Curvy babies.
Well, does it work the other way too as far as the male part?
I don't think so. He used a fig leaf to cover his trunk.
Oh my God.
Like, give me the whole trunk.
He used a fig.
What if it wasn't
fun? Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.